Well, it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Is that as well?
She is the good news.
And a Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News, where there's always two sides to the story. Just this morning, one single reporter reporting it. That's all right. I'll get both sides. We'll start with the backside first. We welcome our worldwide audience that is streaming live, just you and me, KB, on our Hank Facebook page so you can see what you can hear. And if you saw any of it yesterday, they live streamed it up to the part where it got to the family burial service and the private ceremony. But yesterday, a huge turnout in Ozzy Osbourne's hometown of Birmingham, England, yesterday. So they really had a royal treatment to Ozzy, laying him to rest. A funeral procession that made its way through the town. It had a carriage, which is a carriage situation going on. But it did have the family, too. And they stopped right there at the what's known as the Black Sabbath Bench, which is right there on... It's kind of iconic for that area and where fans have really started to pay tribute at the news last week of Ozzy's passing. So Sharon exited the vehicle, so Jack and Kelly, they were all there too, and boy, Sherry looked really, really torn up on the deal. So Ozzy laid to rest. It was certainly, and finally, the waves have rested, and it does seem minimal damage from the tsunamis that happened just a couple of nights ago off of the coast originating there outside of Russia, remote area, and an 8.8 earthquake. Huge. Well, that had literally a ripple effect, of course, as we know, and that was a main cause of concern for Hawaii. And though there seemed to not be much damage, like we said, the actual act of evacuation for everybody was massive, especially on Hawaii, too. And Oprah Winfrey right now is getting a lot of flack. She has a home there in Maui, and a road that evidently runs through her estate there, Oprah's, is used for an evacuation route. But it's a private road, and a lot of people are saying that Oprah didn't open it. No Oprah, no open. Oprah, and through a statement, vehemently declines that and says that's not true. Said they worked with FEMA on this. As soon as we heard the tsunami warnings, we contacted local law enforcement, etc., to make sure the road was open. In fact, Oprah was even in the road, she says, helping people right there, which might have blocked the road. President Trump is sincerely thinking about pardoning Diddy, according to the White House. It's come up as everything else is coming up right now that could possibly be thrown against the wall. But yeah, a legal pass for Puff is being seriously considered by the commander-in-chief. So I guess along the way, everybody's met Trump at some point. In other Trump news yesterday, the Federal Reserve decided to not lower interest rates despite pressure from the White House and President Trump. Trump reportedly very disappointed that interest rates also in the Epstein files have not gone down either. We got the avocados going into the tank at 8 o'clock.
Avocados from Mexico.
For Will It Float, let us know what you think on the Hank Facebook Live, what they're going to do. And today, you can win free guacamole in celebration from Chipotle in a couple of ways. So, first of all, you can enter to win a year's supply of guacamole. So if you want to do that, you got to go through their app and then click on the things right there. 1 year supply comes in the form of 52 separate codes for free guacamole throughout the year. They're also offering free toppings or side of guac today at Chipotle. And we're going to donate also afterwards our Will It Float avocados.
Avocados from Mexico.
After they go into the tank. John Michael Montgomery, you can read this full article at 92.1HankFM.com. We knew last year that he said this year was going to be it as far as him performing on the stage. And now he says, I'm pushing it to the end all the way to December 12th. That will be his final concert, and it will take place. Of course, he is a Kentucky boy, and it'll be right there in his backyard the famed Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. So John Michael Montgomery will slow the dance right there, and he will play his final show. By the way, will be a couple of months before that, and not far from now, really, when it comes down to it. John Michael Montgomery's final Texas tour stop will be with Hank FM over there in Grand Prairie, September 14th, Texas Trust CU Theater. Be listening for the tickets to that. Heather Lee brought up yesterday that Katy Perry and former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, were spotted having dinner together. And everybody said, make nothing of that. Well, last night, because that was a couple of days ago, he was spotted at Katy Perry's Toronto concert. I know. They did not have a kiss cam. Speaking of kiss cam controversy, CEO guy is planning to sue Coldplay over the kiss cam controversy. Allegedly planning to sue the disgraced astronomer CEO that was canoodling with the HR director. Plans to sue Coldplay over this kiss cam controversy because he, quote, didn't give his consent to be shown on a screen or jumbotron right there. So, be interesting to see how this unfolds. He plans to sue for monetary damages and then give half to a soon-to-be ex-wife.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Actually, she may get it all.